It's Thursday, the 11th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. There has been a concerning increase in gender-based violence cases, with three women being killed by their partners in the past few days alone. Meanwhile, the 2017 National Baseline Study on Gender-Based Violence identified unequal power dynamics, poverty, unemployment, substance abuse, and harmful cultural practices as key drivers of GBV in Namibia, with domestic violence and sexual abuse being the most prevalent forms. We contacted gender and human rights activist Charlemagne Hisselman for her reaction.
The deaths of these three young women at the hands of partners is very disheartening, because we continuously hear that government are doing efforts to address the GBV issue. However, it does not seem that this is trickling down to the ground level with police stations, with intervention services. Much more needs to clearly be done at the ground level, not just at the national level with stakeholders, with government. There needs to be actual ground level changes so that police can effectively respond to such cases of GBV when it's brought to their attention.
The Omasati region continues to face severe drought, with the last rainfall received in December of 2023, which could mean fewer crops for the season. Governor Erchines Injala, in an update for the region, says crops, livestock and water supply have been impacted.
Omasati was lucky to first receive good rain in December, but since then we did not receive enough rain that can now sustain. As a result, now those waters are starting drying up. Although we have the canal, other places where those who are far from the canal, they will face that problem. The government have already put aside 700 million just for in case, literally meaning that once we submit our plans on how we want to distribute water and also probably to drill some new boreholes, money is available. But the problem is that our procurement process is a little bit challenging.
Action SA says the U.S. bilateral relations bill could threaten more than 150,000 South African jobs. Action SA's Peter Scribanti says the bill will determine whether SA has undermined U.S. national security or foreign policy interests.
South Africa currently enjoys preferential trade status with the U.S. and exported 65.9 billion rand worth of exports in 2023. Which accounted for roughly 3.2% of our total exports, and has supported over 150,000 jobs locally. The US is our third largest trading partner, and we need to prioritize this relationship.
BRICS nations are putting in the work to strengthen the bloc's trade relations. Ahead of the BRICS Plus simulation conference in Cape Town next week, China is hosting South African businesses at the 7th China International Import Expo. And a representative for Reporters Without Borders was detained and deported from Hong Kong, according to the Press Freedom Advocacy Group.
Reporters Without Borders says its Taipei-based advocacy officer, Alexandra Biakowska, was detained for 6 hours at Hong Kong International Airport before she was deported. She was traveling to the city with a colleague. They were hoping to meet journalists and attend the ongoing national security trial of media tycoon Jimmy Lai. He is on trial on charges of sedition and conspiracy to collude with foreign forces. The organization has demanded an explanation from the Hong Kong government and a guarantee that its representatives can return to the city. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.